Today's Tanya for the 26th of Iyar is in Perek Nun Aleph, Chapter 51. It's on page 776. The Alter Rebbe is saying that all the worlds, with all the endless creatures of each of the worlds, and the worlds themselves being endless, higher and higher, one above the other, all of them are equal to the essence of God, and the essence of God is equally present in all of them. What then makes the distinctions? So the difference between higher worlds and lower worlds, who mitzad hamshochas achayus asher ein seif baruchu mamshichu meir bebechinas gili mehahelem. The difference between the higher world and the lower world is not in relation to the essence of God, but rather it is determined by the amount of revelation. That when God reveals himself to the world, he reveals himself differently, more to the higher world than to the lower world. Sheze echad mehataymin, and this is one of the reasons, shehashpoa v'hamshachas achayis mechuna b'shem eid, this is one of the reasons that this life force that comes from God into the world is described as light. Al derech mashal, it is compared to light, because the idea of light is that it reveals. It's not a substance that gets transferred from one place to another, but rather it reveals. So when we're describing the difference between the godliness of the higher world and the godliness of the lower world, the difference is in the oiz ein seif, in the light of godliness that is present in each of the world, not the essence of God. So this revelation is given into the world, in order to give life to the world and its creatures. So here we have the difference. In the higher world, there, in the higher world, there's a greater degree of revelation. God is more revealed there than in the lower worlds. And each of the creatures of the world, of that higher world, each one of them receives revelation to the degree that they are capable of handling. And this is the specific, just as in the neshama, we learned earlier, that the neshama gives both a general life as well as a specific life. And in the same way, with the life that comes from God into the world, there's a general life that is given to all creatures equally, all worlds equally, and then there's the specific life according to each creature, according to each one's capacity and nature. Shehi tchunasu b'chinas hamshocha hapratis, this is the individual life force, asher ein seif baruch hu mamshichu meir lei, which is given to it specifically. V'hatachteinim, and the lower worlds, afilu haruchnim einom mikablim b'bechinas gili kol kach, and the lower world, even the spiritual parts of the lower world, does not receive such a great revelation. Zag b'levushim rabim, rather it comes through many concealments, many garments, asher ein seif baruch hu malbish b'hem achayiz v'ha'ed asher mamshichu meir lehem l'achayesam. This light that is given that emanates to give life to the world is clothed in many garments before it reaches the lower world. So in the lower world, the revelation is not as great. So we know now that there is an essence of God that is present in all worlds equally, and then there is a light of godliness, an expression of godliness that differs from one world to another and even from one creature to the other. In the Hayem Yem for the 26th of Iyar, the Rebbe writes that Kedem Tzivri Hecheach Techiach, before the Torah commands us to rebuke a person who is doing something wrong, Ksiv V'loisisna Esochicha, it says you shall not hate your brother, and then you should rebuke him. The Achaz Ksiv V'loisisa Olav Chet, And afterwards it says, you should not ascribe sin to him. She'im le'polo ha'ichocho, and that means that if the rebuke was not effective, you shouldn't blame the sin on him, but bevadai ato ha'oshin. You should have to assume that you are the one who is responsible. She'lo'hoyu dvarim ha'yetzim min ha'lev. Because they were not words that came out of the heart, and that's why they didn't have the proper effect.